Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I sure did miss you last week. I hope you didn't miss me too much, but we were away on vacation. Actually, we took a road trip up to Seattle, and I wanted to share a little bit, kind of something I've been thinking about since we got back. I'm sitting here in my study at the table where I have meetings, and also where I most days sit to eat my lunch, sometimes by myself, but oftentimes joined by other staff members. And I've also thinking back to all the meals we had while we were on vacation, and the opportunity during those meals that we had to interact not only with the servers and the wait staff and the restaurants where we were, but also with people in the who are dining around us for just chit-chat and as conversations sprung up. One of the interesting things that happened one morning, we were actually in Portland, Oregon, and went to breakfast and found that the restaurant we were dining at was connected to, was actually owned and operated by the grandson of the couple who had opened the Stagecoach restaurant in South Sacramento in the late 70s. And soon after they opened the one on Florin Road, they opened another one in Elk Grove. And I grew up going to breakfast during high school, going to breakfast at that Stagecoach restaurant with our church youth group, and our family dined there other times. And it still exists, and we still occasionally dine there when we happen to be in Elk Grove. And it was interesting to me to see that they had made a connection at that restaurant in Portland, saying that their roots tied back to Sacramento, where we were coming from, and which created a tie, a connection with that restaurant. The food was very good, as I found at both places. And it got me thinking about how connections are made around table as we break bread together, as we eat together, how often conversations can start up and how food connects us, which has also got me thinking about the meal that we as Christians gather for every time we gather in worship, at least in our tradition, and that is Holy Communion. Its very name talks about bringing us together, communion, right? We gather for this meal, and around the Lord's table, we become one with one another. We interact with one another. We are brought into communion with God and with each other. And even though our backgrounds may differ dramatically, we may have arrived at the table from a very different roots, right? We still come to that table to share that meal together and are made one through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. There is communion there. There's community there. Our trip, I think I mentioned, we drove all the way up to Seattle, which is where Starbucks coffee was originated. And for a long time, Starbucks had as a goal, as an aspiration, was to be third place in people's life, where they would have home, they would have work, and then Starbucks would be the third place that people felt connected to and felt at home with and felt a part of a community. And we once had a pastor who talked about that and the desire to make that not be the case anymore, to make church be that place for folks and the community that we enjoy and have the privilege of being a part of. And that's my prayer for us here at Ascension. That's my prayer for the broader Christian church, that it can be a place of belonging for folks, where they feel that community and that sense of being at home, even if you're on a road trip somewhere and are driving and seeing people you've never seen before, that as you break bread, as we gather around table, that we would feel at home. Well, it is good to be at home. It's good to be back at work and back here at church, and I look forward to breaking bread with you when we gather for worship on Sunday, but more immediate and pressing concern as I look forward to eating my lunch here at this table later today. Thanks for hanging out for a little bit with me this morning, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day. Hallelujah. Take care.